This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says U.S. intelligence officials have determined a Russian effort is underway to create a pretext for its troops to further invade Ukraine. And Moscow has already pre-positioned operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the intelligence findings show Russia is also laying the groundwork through a social media disinformation campaign that frames Ukraine as an aggressor in the crisis. Psaki charged that Russia has already dispatched operatives trained in urban warfare who could then use explosives to carry out acts of sabotage against Russia's own proxy forces, blaming the acts on Ukraine. If Russian President Vladimir Putin decides he wants to make a move forward with that invasion. Russia on Friday strongly reaffirmed its demand that NATO does not expand eastward despite the rejection of that by the military alliance amid a Russian troop buildup near Ukraine. The Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned that Moscow would not wait indefinitely for the Western response, saying he expects the U.S. and NATO to provide a written answer next week. Lavrov described Moscow's demands for binding guarantees that NATO will not embrace Ukraine or any other Soviet nations or station its forces and weapons there as essential for the progress of diplomatic efforts to defuse the soaring tensions over Ukraine. He argued that NATO's deployments and drills near Russia's borders pose a security challenge that must be addressed immediately. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea has tested a railway-borne missile in its firing drills, marking its third weapons test this month, which triggered a U.S. push for fresh sanctions against the isolated state. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it had detected what it presumed were two short-range ballistic missiles launched eastward from North Pyongyang province on the northwest coast of North Korea. The official KCNA news agency said a firing drill was held to check and judge the proficiency and the action procedures of the railway-borne regiment, which the country tested for the first time last September, designed as a potential counterstrike to any threatening forces. The White House is pushing ahead with efforts to prod people to get COVID-19 shots after the U.S. Supreme Court put a hold to the administration's sweeping vaccinate or test plan for large employers. At a time when in hospitals are being overrun with patients and record numbers of people are getting infected with the more transmissible Omicron variant, the administration hopes states and companies will press ahead with their own vaccinate or test requirements. And President Biden announced Friday that the government's website for requesting free home tests will open next Wednesday, perhaps providing momentum and motivation for some people to seek some vaccinations. Boris Johnson's office has apologized to the royal family for a lockdown, breaching staff parties in Downing Street on the eve of Prince Philip's funeral. They're the latest in a string of rule-breaking social events that are threatening to topple the British Prime Minister. The Daily Telegraph said Downing Street employees drank, danced, and socialized at farewell parties for two staffers on April 16th last year. The next day, the widowed Queen Elizabeth II sat alone in the church during her husband's funeral service in order to adhere to social distancing rules. Johnson's spokesman, Jamie Davis, said it's deeply regrettable that this took place at a time of national mourning. Novak Djokovic effort to play in the Australian Open, despite being unvaccinated for COVID-19, moved to a higher court as a number one ranked tennis player appealed the second cancellation of his visa. A judge ruled Saturday the lawyers representing him and the government would need to submit written arguments later in the day. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.